One of the most precious gifts mankind has is the ability to hear. And parents have always been striving to have their children listen carefully. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. One of the most precious gifts mankind has is the ability to hear, and parents have been stimulating children to listen to them all their life, but they don't hear. Now, children have been taught by parents to tune out their parents. When parents talk to children, children have learned through the years that if they pretend they don't hear, then they don't have to follow what their parents tell them to do. They don't have to listen. Now, at first, they do hear, but after a while, they have learned to turn off those vibrations of their parents when they're talking, when they know that they don't want to hear what they're saying. Time to come in, stop playing now, it's time to come in for supper, time to come in. And after not too many months, or not too many sessions of that, they learn to just tune it out. They don't hear it. They don't hear it. And this goes in many other areas. Parents give their children advice, and the children don't hear anything of the advice except, okay, now you can go play. They don't hear anything they say. Now, this happens in school. This happens in church. I would say that 90% of the people in the congregation of a church don't hear what the minister says because the minute they come in the door, they tune him out. They're not interested in hearing it. They're just being there for business purposes, so to speak, keep peace in their family, or to show their family that they're interested in religion and they're going to make sure their children get a training in religion. Well, why does this happen? Why have ministers taught people to tune them out? Well, a minister, we'll use them as an illustration. A minister is perhaps the most ignorant person on the face of the earth. A minister gives a sermon and says, if you attend church, you're going to have wonderful things happening. But because you don't attend church, because you never attend church, you're going to have misery in your life, misery. And he's talking to the people who attend church and telling them that if they don't attend church, that they're going to have troubles. You follow me? He doesn't have the slightest idea that he's talking to the people who don't need that. They don't need to hear it. The people who need to hear it, they're not there to hear it. But he hasn't got the brains to recognize that. And this is true. I mean, he may be a college graduate. He may have a doctorate in divinity or a doctorate in theology or philosophy or whatever. And he doesn't know that. And parents, they have no idea that their children aren't listening to them. They have no idea their children are just ignoring them and paying no attention to them as the children do whatever they want to do. Why is it we are so obtuse, so unaware of what's going on in our life? Why is it that we have created this in our experience? My Uncle Bill, he used to play instruments quite loud, and he played for dances around the lake at night and stuff like that, and that was part of his payment. But he had hearing aids. And when he'd be sitting in the living room with his hearing aid on, we'd talk to him, and then all of a sudden, he would start to sleep or read a paper or do something, and we'd say, well, he's got his hearing aid turned off. Well, he did. He had it turned off in the beginning. He just read our lips for a little while to make us feel happy that he was listening to us, and then he didn't hear a word we said. You see, we do this ourselves. We turn off these things ourselves so that people will, you know, so that we're not bothered by what people say. Wives turn off their husbands, and husbands turn off their wives, all because they don't want to hear what they're saying. Not because they're being discourteous, but because the wife doesn't have any brains in her head. So whenever she talks, she's just an idiot. The husband doesn't have any brains in his head. Whenever he talks, he's an idiot. Now, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying to people whom we are listening to. Now, many of you in hearing talks in seminars, I'm not saying our seminar, of course, but in seminars, you'll nod off and you'll go sound asleep. And you'll think that you are doing great. But what have you done? What have you done? You have shown that you don't respect yourself. You have put yourself in a position to hear things, and then you fall asleep and don't hear it. Now, subliminally, you hear it, But that's not really true. That's a statement we've made before, but it's not true. Subliminally, you hear nothing. Consciously, you hear it. Unconsciously, you hear nothing. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's different than what you said before. Well, that's because now you're ready for the next step. You know all. You are the infinite mind. You are in my mind when I talk, and I'm in your mind when you talk. And we neither one of us has to speak out loud to be understood. You understand? That is principle. Because all you are the allness of the universe. You are the isness. You have everything in you. Now, you see, when you choose not to listen to the physical person talking, then you are just being disrespectful to yourself. Why put yourself there? Go in the other room and we'll have a conversation, you know, mentally. It'd be just as meaningful as you falling asleep. Because when you fall asleep, what happens? Anything beneficial that could be happening, you don't hear. Anything beneficial that could be, but are you listening to what I'm saying? When you fall asleep, you don't hear what's going on, and you don't hear it subliminally or consciously. We say that a patient who is in under anesthesia, that they oftentimes hear what the doctors are saying. Well, that's not true. The patient is one with the doctor, one with the consciousness of the doctor and whoever else is there, and is one with them. They really don't hear them, because we have trained ourselves to be magic people, to turn off whatever we do not want to be involved in. And that's very interesting. We're not going into the ethics of it right now, but that's very interesting. But know that. Know that when you turn yourself off, when you have your kids hollering, Mama, I want to do this, Mama, I want to do that, Mama, I want to do this, pretty soon you don't even hear them, you know. You say, no, 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 no. And then you go about your work, and you don't hear them. You know, if you live next to a railroad track, after a while, you don't even hear the trains. If you live next to the subway, after a while, you don't even hear the, who was lived right downtown next to the subway and next to all this track? You don't even hear it after a while. You have learned to cut it off, which is an unhappy thing because you disconnected part of your sensory system, really. Because you've disconnected yourself from certain sounds that you don't want to hear. Now, you saw a bleep, and this girl was deaf, and this car went whizzing by her, and she felt its movement next to her, but she didn't hear the beep as the horn went by, remember? Mm-hmm. Now, you have to be very astute to listen to all the nuances of a show like that, because it has a lot of subtleties to it that all lead up to conclusions later on. And you, too, have a lot of subtleties about you that lead up to conclusions later on. Every time you disconnect your senses, your sight, your hearing, your touch, your taste, your sense of walking on fire, you know, walking on water, every time you disconnect them, be very careful. Because you have them, you created yourself having them for a purpose. And you also created yourself not having them for a purpose. But when the purpose is no longer there not to have them, you better have them back. Because you want them. And you know how some people are who work in a garlic factory. They can't smell garlic after a while. They can't even taste garlic after a while. They are so saturated with garlic that it has no meaning to them. But after they get away from the factory for a year or so, their system returns to more or less normal. And just like they say of people who smoke cigarettes, after so many years and so many years and so many years, the body reconstitutes itself and the cigarettes and what the damage they did are no longer there, unless the damage works into other areas of the body, as it some kind can do with emphysema and things like that. But we are masters, and we are masters of our life, and we want to train ourselves to use our physical senses that we have chosen to have in our body to their maxi. We want to use the earphones that we have here to listen and to hear any sound we want. And when there's noise out there, hey, do you think that you're living next to the railroad track and the trains go by, click, 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 boom, 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 boom. Could you hear a pin drop in your house? You certainly could. because you have trained yourself not to hear the train, but you have remained hearing everything else that you choose to hear. And you could hear a pin drop. You could hear the smallest object dropping. These things are merely physiological, psychological, and sociological functions of our mind, and we want to be master of them all. And the way to be master is always remember to completely turn ourselves on whenever we are in a relationship. And when we're not in a relationship, you can do whatever you want. But relationship means when you are with other people, you are with other activities, you're out in the world and cars are going by and trucks and things, you want to hear them. You want to respond to them. A blind person responds by hearing them through their ears, not through their sight. And a deaf person responds by seeing them with their eyes, but not through their ears. But a deaf person also can respond to vibrations in a very beautiful way. I worked with them at UCLA. Dr. Thelma Moss was doing training work with this, and she was showing us all how it worked. And it's quite fascinating. So let's be aware that we have facilities in our physical body that we have put there for a very good reason. We didn't choose to have ourselves be born blind or deaf or dumb or with any lack of facilities. So let's be appreciative and enjoy them and use them to the finest. And that can only be done when we say, I have perfect hearing. I have such a perfect body. I have such a perfect mind. I have such a perfect body. I have such a perfect mind. You see, sing these songs because they help you reiterate in your consciousness the iteration that's important for you to have, and that is that you're perfect. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.